The skate park is at the bottom of a gravel hill in the curlicue where PBYs used to make a U-turn. Sitka's airport was relocated years ago, and now the only turnarounds you'll see are made by wiry teenagers on wheels. Greg Timby is one of them.
I'd say three different kinds of crowds who come here. You have those who come to skate, and that's like the guys who I hang out with are the skaters. They're really good guys, the surfers of the asphalt, you know.
Timby practices a form of rollerblading called aggressive skating. He'll dash toward a concrete ledge, lift his skates off the ground, and for a frozen moment, just hang there. Touch his toes or spin 360 degrees around.
The rush of adrenaline when you've come off of a successful stunt and you land it, you can feel the crowd cheering in your head. Like, you don't even have to have anybody around. Like, it's just powerful, you know?
The second crowd consists mostly of kids who come to watch. And then there's the third crowd.
The adults who come here, and we don't really talk to them because, you know, we don't really know what they're up to. We just kind of ignore them. Or a couple of the skaters are, you know, tough enough. They'll go over and, like, confront them and ask them, like, we need, like, peace. We don't like people laughing at our mistakes, you know?
In the past 3 years, Sitka police have responded to 105 calls concerning the skate park. Most were for suspicious activity, but some callers cited alcohol consumption, underage smoking, and drug use. Keenan Sturm, an eighth grader at Blatchley Middle School, was on his scooter one night and noticed an intoxicated male enter the skate park.
He, like, fell a couple times and then, like, landed on his head, and his head started bleeding, so yeah, I called the cops from then.
Now, keep in mind, this activity is seldom, but enough to unnerve Timby and his fellow skaters.
You know, I shouldn't be mean to them, but at the same time, sometimes you just gotta let them know, like, you can't do that kind of stuff here. Gives us a bad rap, makes the skaters look bad, which kind of sucks.
Ben White is the principal of Blatchley Middle School, which is right down the street from the skate park, and a father of three.
I've yet to hear from any of the students or any of the parents, like, the skate park has affected school in this way or that way. As a parent, though, with young kids, when I've gone to the skate park, you know, there's beer bottles, there's cigarettes.
The park and rec department is thinly staffed, with only three full-time members for 30 sites. So there is no designated supervisor or custodian for the skate park. For White, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
To be honest, if somebody doesn't stick a kickflip or something on their skateboard, they may want to, you know, say something that might be inappropriate and otherwise not said in front of an adult. You know, it's kind of part of growing up. Maybe they should have that kind of leeway. But to be down there and be smoking and drinking and doing that kind of thing, that's not something that we want to accidentally support or let slide.
Lynn Brandon, the former City Parks and Recreation Manager, designed the park with the help of local skaters and always intended for it to be a safe space.
Having a space is where you can get together with your friends and socialize, that's pretty high order on the priority list for young people.
And it is a pretty gorgeous skate park. Imagine 6,500 feet of gray concrete, undulating in enticing curves and sharp angles. There's a double bowl and ramps and a rail. There's even a cover to protect skaters from that southeast rain.
There was one morning, there was a mom's group doing yoga inside the skate park while their kids were riding on skateboards and scooters.
Brandon secured $550,000 in grant money from six foundations to build it, including the Tony Hawk Foundation. While she's disappointed by this illicit activity, she also says it's common for any park to see bad behavior from a minority of users. She calls it her 3-5% rule.
3-5% is whatever user it is, whether it's softball, whether it's rifle range, whether it's trail, negatively impact whatever the rec facility is.
So how do you dissuade this 3-5% while not cracking down on the many rule-following users? How do you restore order in a space where there's some chaos?
I say, let's take them back. Let's make it a safe haven again.
Lance Ewers is the lieutenant with the Sitka Police Department. And 3 weeks ago, he approached Public Works and the Electric Department to install overhead lights and nighttime cameras in the skate park. The logistics of the renovation are still being worked out, but Ewers hopes that if cameras get installed, they'll have a direct feed to the police station.
Even at night, our cameras that we are purchasing are the cameras that you could see at night. I mean, there'll be no, well, that's not me. I mean, you could just look at the picture and see who it is.
The Sitka police have also increased their patrols of the area, and skaters like Greg say it's made a difference.
especially since the policemen coming down, the people who really were, like, busting out weed and busting out alcohol, they don't really come around as much, which is kind of nice, but it's also getting colder, so it's like we're kind of wrapping up too.
With the sun setting earlier these days, it wouldn't hurt to have more light to skate by. And while they're at it, he adds that a real perk would be for the skate park to get a new paint job, something with flames to make the tricks look cooler. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.